across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Ian Dayball.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Being a marketing and salesman, you'll be familiar with the elevator pitch.
Oh, gosh.
You know, we've got into the lift, you and I together. We're going from the fifth to the third floor, and you've got 30 seconds to tell me what Pragmatic Tech does.
Well, we're going down, are we? Okay.
We are. Well, come up if you want. Or we can go down then up again if you want.
Pragmatic is a manufacturer of semiconductor chips. So you're familiar, everyone's familiar with silicon chips.
Yes.
Well, we've invented a new way of making semiconductor chips that doesn't use silicon. And the main advantages are it is very, very low cost. So it has the capacity to go into everything. And I, great for radio, I've brought some of our chips along with us to show you.
Ian. Oh, right. Oh, cool.
So what I'm going to show Ian now is one of our flexible wafers. And maybe we could put a picture on the internet, but I'll hand one over to you.
Okay.
It looks a bit like a sweet wrapper.
It does. It is. It's just like a... I'll do that near the
microphone.
Yeah,
that's good, isn't it?
It's just like a really thin... You wouldn't believe that was anything other than maybe a bit of packaging.
Exactly. So that's exactly what we're talking about. So for the first use cases, we've built what's called RFID or radio frequency identification chips on that technology.
Yes.
And so those chips can be used to uniquely identify things. So we're using it in the National Health Service to identify blood samples. And, you know, we're using it with some other brands who want to put it in their packaging, exactly as you said.
So just give us a bit of context. Let's pick up on the NHS one, because I guess, testing and all of that is topical,
it's very
topical at the moment.
Yeah.
What's the problem that you're solving with putting your technology, marrying your technology up with blood samples?
Well, when you go to the GP and you have, let's say, a blood sample taken or some other sample, you know, you turn up with your little bottle of something that you're giving back to the GP.
Yes.
Or they're taking a blood sample. Between taking the sample at the GP surgery and it arriving at the testing lab, there's very little visibility about where the actual sample is. So a guy comes on a motorbike or in a van and collects it. And what we can do is we can electronically tag each sample, and that gives you more information about where it is at a certain time. So has it been collected from the GP? Is it in the back of the van? Has it arrived at the laboratory? And that means they lose fewer samples. And you can also understand if samples have taken a long time to get there, have they maybe got a bit hot and therefore that's changing the result? So it's really about that traceability within that particular supply chain.
And is this kind of technology unique? Are you the only people doing this, or is it a very competitive market?
We're pretty unique. So we have got some similar competitors around the world. I mean, it's a global industry, you know, semiconductor manufacturing. Really, you know, we're creating a new space here, which is ultra low cost electronics that are very flexible and suitable for putting into everyday objects. And so this is a really, you know, exciting time for us as a company. We're based here in Cambridge and up in the Northeast. And, you know, we've got a unique proposition and it's going really well.
And the other thing is, I think perhaps unusually for a technology business, which is essentially what you are, but you are a technology business that manufactures as well. So people talk about tech taking away our, you know, our manufacturing base, but you're actually making the stuff here in the UK, which is really exciting.
We're so proud to be bringing semiconductor manufacturing back to the UK. A lot of it, you know, over the years has moved outside of Europe and is going to Asia, which is, you know, fantastic. And that's what global supply chain is all about. But our model is that, you know, we're manufacturing here in the UK. We can manufacture almost anywhere in the world. But a lot of the people that work in our company have been in this industry for, you know, many, many years. And we're all, you know, really proud of bringing that manufacturing base back to the UK, and particularly actually the northeast of England, where, you know, there's been a history of manufacturing.
Indeed. Yeah. No, it sounds exciting. And I'm assuming that factory, it's probably not like a traditional engineering type factory. I imagine it's full of clean rooms and all of that kind of stuff.
It's very high tech. Yeah. So one of the fun things we do is when we host our customers there, they have to get dressed up in the whole clean room suits. And actually, so you get these very, very senior people, you know, coming from all over the world. And then we put them in what we call a bunny suit, which is effectively a big white suit and a face mask and goggles. Actually, they're quite handy at this day and age.
Yes,
everything that's going on.
A lot of people wearing them.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that's always quite a fun thing to do when we take them around the factory.
And how many people have you got employed up in Sedgefield?
So we're about 50-50 split. So we're 80 people in total. So about 40 odd, you know, here in Cambridge, and same up in Sedgefield as well, and growing as well.
And is this a global kind of business? Will you be selling the product overseas, we are absolutely.
Yeah, we've already taken quite a few orders, so you know, tens of millions of units orders, and that's for global companies. So pretty much, you know, Asia, North America, and Europe we've got orders. And my job is to, when I'm allowed to travel,
yes,
my job is to go around the world and talk to customers about, you know, the value that we can bring.
On a serious note, we're going to take a pause for some music in a second, and then I want to ask you a little bit more about your journey to where you are now, because obviously with 80 people and two sites, you know, the business is growing and doing well. But I want to find out a bit more about the journey you've been on over the last couple of years. But on a serious note, coronavirus, I mean, is that likely to have a significant impact on your business, do you think? Or are you in a business that can probably, as long as you're sensible, weather that difficult period if it comes?
I think there's a very short-term change, you know, for me and others in the team, you know, where we, and I was just talking to your colleague about it, we typically go to events, you know, where you get a lot of people coming together, you know, conferences and those kind of things.
Yeah.
And like many industries, those have just been cancelled. So we're going to have to think of other ways of reaching out to potential customers. You know, so that's what we're doing. In terms of the bigger picture, actually, you know, you could say there are opportunities for us, you know. So those kind of opportunities for testing, you know, tagging tests, those kind of things are very important. Things like anti-counterfeiting to make sure that products are what they say they are. All of those are opportunities. But, you know, I think from a big picture point of view, probably won't make a lot of difference. But from individuals, we know that there's conferences and meetings that are happening that occasionally get cancelled. But, you know, we're open to switching to video conferencing and telephone calls. You know, that kind of works as well.
Fantastic. And you've got something else there, haven't you?
Well, I've got a little syringe for you.
Right.
I made this for a customer meeting we're doing next week, just to demonstrate, you know, this is for a pharmaceutical company. I know it's a bit dodgy hanging around with syringes in my bag at the weekend, but it hasn't got a needle on it.
It
just shows how what Ian's looking at there is a tiny little syringe that's used for vaccines. And we've put one of our tags on there. And then, you know, that allows the drug company and the medics to make sure that that's in date.
Yes.
So rather than having to try and read a little expiry date on it, they can do something like tap it with their mobile phone, be taken to a website which confirms it's a genuine product, confirms that it's, you know, still within a good date, so it's not expired.
Yes.
And those kind of things. So that's the kind of thing that we can do. But to do that, you really need a low-cost way of doing it. And that's what our business is all about, is very low-cost, very high-volume semiconductors.
Sounds fantastic. And I'll tell you what I will do. I will take some pictures of these things, and I will put them. We took a picture of you earlier. We'll put them alongside you. So just tell me a little bit, Alistair. I mean, obviously, as I was saying earlier, the business has become reasonably established. It's still a reasonably small business, but 80 staff is not insignificant, and you've got a lot of investment gone into the facility up in the northeast. Yep. So how's that journey been? What was the business like when you joined? Was it very different to how it is now?
Not so different. I joined 2 years ago, so I'm kind of part of the growth phase. So, but the business has been around, you know, for several years now, I think probably 8 or 9 years, you know, working through solving some of these technical problems. And my role, you know, when I joined is really, okay, we've kind of solved the vast majority of the technical challenges, you know, so it's no longer kind of deep science development, it's more kind of engineering and scale up.
Yes.
And so there's been a brilliant team working for a number of years together on this. You know, everyone's, you know, PhD qualified, lots of very intelligent people, you know, and I struggle to keep up sometimes, but you know, they're super amazing, and they've, you know, worked really hard and invented something really, really groundbreaking. You know, this has the potential to be all over the world, everywhere. And we've got some fantastic investors as well. So Scott White, our CEO, has worked very closely, you know, with our investors. So we've got people like Arm, you know, who designed semiconductor chips here in Cambridge and elsewhere in the world.
Yep.
We've got Cambridge Innovation Capital, who are one of the leading VC investors here in Cambridge as well. So they're a big investor in us. And then another important one, which is an American company called Avery Dennison. And Avery Dennison make sticky materials a lot of the time, adhesive materials, to go into packaging. So, and they're actually the world's biggest RFID, radio frequency producer. So, you know, for our business, they're a great investor as well.
So if people are listening, if somebody's listening and they're looking for that, you know, career move or an entry point into the world of semiconductors, but the revolutionary cutting edge end of the semiconductor business, Pragmatic Tech website.
Yeah,
that's the
pragmatic.tech, www.pragmatic.tech, you know, a careers page on there, and take a look and keep, you know, you can sign up and register, and as jobs get posted, you know, you'll get alerts about that. So, yeah, the more people that can do that, the better.
Cambridge 105.